My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda talk video chats, family, and if their relationship makes sense. Does it? Listen and decide.
I go, will we actually be talking and video chatting in a bit? And then I go, roses are red, violets are blue, you are more than okay, and that is true. That's what I wrote to her. It's time for crappy poetry.
Ooh, oh boy, my is God. It.
Hey, you taking Dick's
I'm
routine?
Taking his thing. I'm taking his routine. She goes, LOL, you are mine and I am yours too. And she smiles. I go, you poor girl, LOL. I go, can we keep the Vassiola sisters?
Nice callback.
She goes, yeah, we will be video chatting in a couple of minutes. I go, oh, well, let me know when you are close. I need to sign off the computer and reboot it for that. I think I had to get ready for our show.
Oh.
She goes, okay, we'll do that. I go, sounds good. I go, are you walking there now? She goes, oh, no, we'll be leaving in a few minutes' time. I go, okay, who's coming with you today? She goes, well, Ishmael is, but he will be gone when he finishes helping me since his presence makes you feel weird.
Oh,
remember, I want to
yes.
get her alone.
Yes.
I don't want any of her scammery friends around.
Well, means you'll be out of frame.
It's possible. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to work. You know, I'm trying to do, you know.
Yeah, trying to get it done.
I go, that's horrible. Do not say it like that. And please do not make him think that is what I think. Ishmael does not make me feel weird at all. I just wish to talk with you alone for a bit since I never have. I'll be happy to talk with Ishmael in the future. How would you feel if I was talking with you the first time and Becky was sitting next to me? Remember Becky, my good friend?
Oh,
is that the
right.
secretary?
No, that's my comedy friend. You know, I've taken her under the wing. She's a friend. Strictly platonic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She's my pal. I go, way to get your family to think I am a creep.
Yeah.
She goes, I get you, but he understands it perfectly. He knows we need some privacy. I go, okay, as long as he is not offended. I will talk to Ishmael whenever he would like, but we have a lot to talk about. All these months have passed, and this is getting to be a bit more real. Plus, I like seeing your pretty face. This is getting to be a bit more real, by the way.
Yeah.
She goes, that's understandable. I go, so does he hate me for kicking him out of the cafe? She goes, oh, no, he kind of likes you and thinks you are cool and funny. It takes a person in Africa to think that about me. So I go, well, he is right. She smiles.
Gotta go to another continent.
Yeah, exactly.
I go. Tom says someone has to hold the flashcards to coach her.
Noted. I go, I'm going to reboot now. We'll be back in 5 minutes, okay? She goes, okay, see ya. I go, don't go too far. I'll be back. And then I tell her I'm back. I ask her if she's at the cafe. She goes, not yet. I'll be leaving in a bit. I go, okay, late again, Belinda time. Now I must find my new African queen, one who has a watch.
Nice.
She goes, I had to prepare some soup for Granny. We'll be leaving in a few minutes.
How are those eyeballs?
I go, sure, blame it on Granny. So you tell me you're a great cook. I've seen what you look like. You are funny and smart. Too good to be true. She goes, why is that? You can ask Granny. I go, well, of course Granny thinks you're awesome. She's your grandmother. I think you're awesome too, but don't tell anybody. She goes, okay, I won't. I go, thank you. Can't wait to actually talk to you this time. Do you have a microphone that works? She goes, no, but Ishmael says he can get me one. Well, I guess some money's coming in from another source.
Yeah, somebody's paying up.
I go, he's the man. She goes, does this relation? I go, does this relationship make sense at all to your family? And then she goes, yeah, he is. She goes, yeah, it does. Why do you ask? I go, hold on. She goes, okay. I go, I just ask because I can't think of this making sense at all to many Americans. What we have, where we've been, how we started. It's kind of like a movie. Does this happen a lot in Ghana? She goes, no, I don't.
Every 20 minutes.
What?
Every 20 minutes.
Not like this, Joe. Not like this. This is unique. You don't think so? You don't think this is unique?
No, I do think this is rather unique. But, I mean, I don't think it's unique in the sense that, you know, I mean, so many of these people, there's so many of these, you know,
of course, but they're not revealing themselves.
No. And Tom chimes in and says, here it comes. I can't make it. A drunken yak just broadsided Granny.
Could happen.
Most likely will.
Yep.
She goes, no, I don't think it. She goes, I know I don't think it does. Sure does sound like a movie. I go, maybe one day I will write about us. She goes, not in the porny way. I usually write about men and women, LOL. She goes, yeah, I know. I go, you know. Well, I need to keep you guessing to keep the spark alive. Maybe I'll write about us in the porny way. She laughs. I go, maybe I'll have you write it in the porny way and read to me what you wrote.
Oh, hilarious.
She laughs. I go, I'm not as good as you in writing. I go, well, since it is just for us, it's not about perfection. It's about passion. And last I checked, passion was your strength. I want more of the porn writing for the show.
Of course.
She goes, I guess that's true. I go, cool. So does that mean you will write about us? She goes, not immediately, but sometime to come, why not? It will be nice if we wrote it together. Oh, Christ. Oh, that's just my phone. I go, I would like very much to write with you again. I enjoyed it a lot. It got to the point where I did not care to write alone. And now since I don't do it for money, I don't have to. It will be fun. I look forward to working with you again. A collaboration, if you will. She goes, look forward to working with you too. I go, I just have to remember not to put you in freaky scenes, even though it is for pretend, because I love you. A little different, you know? She goes, yeah, I know. I go, well, this will definitely not be something we discuss at the cafe. She laughs. I go, will you be leaving soon? She goes, yeah, want to finish teaching Kasha her homework before I leave. I go, that makes sense. How much longer do you think? Not more than 30 minutes, more before I leave. I go, okay, are you nervous? She goes, yeah, a little nervous. She asks of me. I go, yes. She goes, aren't you nervous? I go, I look forward to getting to the point where we are no longer nervous. She goes, yeah, me too.
She's just stalling until they get the yak in place.
Exactly. She goes, so what are you doing now? I go, working on some comedy stuff. She asked me if I've performed recently. I said, Valentine's Day. She goes, oh, okay. How did the audience like it? I go, they liked it a lot, but they were a bunch of degenerates. And there was a guy named Buck who had a claw for a hand. I guess it can't be the Atlantis and five-star accommodations every time. And remember, I spoke about that story about the guy named Buck with the claw. I told that story on the air.
I was like, that sounds familiar.
She laughs. She goes, that's true. I go, remind me a lot of the places I started. A shit-kicker type of bar where everybody knows each other. It was fine. I was depressed anyway, so it took my mind off things for a bit. She goes, okay, glad it helped, but why were you depressed? She cares. Because I thought I was going to talk to you that day, and we did not, so I was depressed, as I did not know where everything stood. She goes, okay, so you know where everything stands now? I go, I still want to discuss some things with you, but at least now I got to talk to the person in the picture, so that is a big plus.
Yeah.
Cleared the hurdle.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. I go, are there things you have wanted to ask but did not want to type? She goes, yes. Why is the background covered with a cloth? Remember, I had the green screen behind us, because this is when we were on Levy Land.
Oh, shit. Well, because we need it for the show.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.